Good morning, everyone. Oh, good afternoon. Yes, sorry.
下午好.
It's good to be here today with you.
很高兴和大家在一起.
And I ask that the Lord will prepare our hearts for a message from Him.
我们求神预备我们的心.
Let me open in prayer.
我们祷告.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you so much for being a gracious and good and mighty God.
今天天父，我们感谢你是这样一位 大能。
Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for our sins.
天父，我们感谢你差遣耶稣基督为我们的罪付上代价。
Thank you that through Jesus, through the cross, we can have eternal life with you.
我们感谢你, 借着耶稣和十字架，我们可以有永生和你在一起。
Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that lives within each of our hearts.
谢谢你。
And today I ask that your Spirit would teach us and guide us into all truth.
今天我们求你的圣灵, 教导我们, 带领我们。
May our hearts listen to you.
愿我们的心听见你的话。
May you touch our hearts deeply.
你深深地触摸到我们的心。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名, 阿们。 Amen.
I'd like to start off this morning by just asking a question.
让我们开始, 用一个问题来开始。
How many people here have ever gone fishing before?
在座的有多少人去钓过鱼?
How many people like fishing?
有多少人喜欢钓鱼?
Okay, good. Good. You know, a few years ago, I had a friend who invited my family to go fishing with them at South Padre Island.
几年以前, 我们有一个朋友要我们全家和他们一起去 South Padre Island 钓鱼。
They told me that they had gone the year before and they had a great time.
他们告诉我们一年前他们去那里非常高兴。
They told me stories of how they had gone the boat and they had pulled up dozens and dozens of these beautiful large fish.
他们跟我们说, 他们去钓鱼钓上来 成打成打的很大很好的鱼。
And so of course we said yes, we'll go with you.
当然我们就说好, 我一起去。
And we started to dream of, you know, eating all these wonderful fish dishes while we were there.
我们开始想象着我们可以有美好的鱼宴。
You know, we were calculating, yeah, the eight of us all together, we should catch like easily 60, 70 fish, you know.
我们在那里计算我们八个人应该很容易钓到七 六七十条鱼。
And we said that we planned every meal, you know, fish sandwiches, fish steaks, fish soup, fish juk, you know, good stuff.
我们在一起计划的可以做 那个鱼排, 做 鱼肉三明治, 鱼羹, 很多好吃的。
We dreamed of all these fish that we would eat.
我们想象的可以吃到很好的鱼。
Finally, we arrive at the place we're staying.
终于我们到达了我们住的地方.
And we rented a boat as soon as we could.
我们非常快的就租到了一条船.
But as the boat started to pull out of the harbor, something seemed a little bit strange.
当那个船离开 港口的时候，我发现什么挺奇怪的.
We noticed there were very few people around.
我们注意到很少的人在周围.
And as our boat pulled away, we saw this big banner stretch across the way.
我们在船离岸的时候，我们看见有一个很大的 横幅.
And the banner said International Fishing Competition last week. Okay, basically.
那个横幅写的是 上个星期有 国际的钓鱼大赛.
And I remember I nudged my friend. I said, "Do fish grow back in 1 week?"
我开始 问我的朋友，鱼会不会一个星期以后就回来呢？
Apparently, they do not. You know.
当然，他们没有回来。
And what happened was, after many, many hours in the ocean with all eight of us fishing and trying so hard.
在海上好多的钟头以后，我们很努力的钓鱼。
after all those hours, our family, both families, pulled in three small fish.
我们两家人终于钓上来三条非常小的鱼。
It was so sad.
太悲惨了。
When we got back to the shore, somebody else on the boat felt sorry for us, and they gave us a medium-sized fish. You know?
那我们靠岸的时候，有另外一家看着我们这么悲惨，给我们一条中等大小的鱼。
And so instead of having many, many meals of fresh fish, we had one meal of fish for breakfast, I think. That's it. So.
不是有很多餐的鱼宴，而是只有一个早餐，吃了三条小鱼和一条中等的鱼。
But we did get the chance to visit many nice restaurants during the time. So.
当然我们因此有了很好的机会去当地的许多餐馆。
You know, sometimes fishing is a lot of fun.
有些时候钓鱼是很有意思的。
Sometimes not so much.
有些时候不是如此。
And today, I want us to take a look at some of the fish stories found in the Word of God.
今天我们来看一下圣经里面讲的有关打鱼的事。
There's some very powerful lessons I want us to discover as we look at these fish stories.
在这些打鱼的故事里面，我希望大家能够找到学到一个很好的功课。
I'll be looking at many different verses.
我们会看许多的经文。
But the main verse is going to be found in John chapter 21, verses 1 to 17.
主要的经文是在约翰福音二十一章第一节到第十七节。
So let me read to you John chapter 21, verses 1 to 17.
我们听牧师念。
It says here, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. And so they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caughtNothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. And he called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. And he said, Throw your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. And then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It's the Lord!And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and he jumped into the water. And the other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. And Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you've just caught.As Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore, it was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, Come, have breakfast. And none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came, he took the bread and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. And this was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples,After he was raised from the dead.
Okay, 我们一起念中文。这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，和有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说我们也和你同去他们就出去上了船那一夜并没有打着什么天将亮的时候耶稣站在岸上门徒却不知道是耶稣耶稣就对他们说小子你们有吃的没有他们回答说没有耶稣说你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着他们便撒下网去竟拉不上来因为鱼甚多耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，
一听见事主就束上一件外衣跳在海里，其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200肘，就在小船上把渔网揽过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣对你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
After this, Jesus had a very interesting conversation with Peter, found in verse 15.
之后耶稣和彼得有一段很有意义的对话，在15节开始。
It says this in verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep.
让我们读15到17节。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Now to understand this fish story, we have to go back to the very beginning.
我们要理解这个打鱼的故事，我们要从头开始。
And we have to look at the story of one fisherman in particular named Simon.
我们要看这个渔夫西门。
Now when Jesus first started his ministry, he met a number of fishermen, but one in particular named Simon that he would later name Peter.
在耶稣初出传道的时候，他遇到许多打鱼的，特别是有一个叫西门的，之后他叫他彼得。
In Luke chapter 5, we find the story that these fishermen had gone out fishing all night long.
在路加福音第五章，我们知道有一群渔夫整夜打鱼。
All night, but no fish, not a nibble.
整夜打鱼却什么也没有得着，一点点都没有。
I know what that feels like.
我知道那是什么感觉。
As they brought the boats in that morning, they're tired, you know, they're kind of maybe a little grumpy, okay?
当他们早上把船拢岸的时候，他们非常的累，可能有一些烦躁。
They see Jesus on the shore.
他们看见耶稣在岸上。
And Jesus is teaching, but he stops.
耶稣在教导，但他停下来。
And he insists on getting on one of the boats, and then he tells the guys to pull out from the shore a little bit.
他要求去到一条船上，并要求渔夫把船撑开一点。
And you can almost imagine all the crowds coming right up to the water, and Jesus is here in this boat. He's teaching to them that day.
大家可以想象，人群围在岸边，耶稣在船上教导他们。
After he's taught for a while, he turns to Peter.
当他教导了一阵以后，他转向彼得。
He says, "Go into the deep water and let down your nets to catch something."
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
Now you know Peter is a professional fisherman.
大家知道彼得是专业的渔夫。
He's experienced.
他很有经历。
He's worked hard all night long and no fish.
他整夜的劳力却没有打到鱼。
So he must have thought, you know, he didn't say anything, but he must have thought, this Jesus, he's a carpenter. He's a teacher. Why is he telling me this?
他虽然嘴里没有说，但他心里一定在想，耶稣他是个牧匠，是个老师，他怎么教我呢？
He might have been thinking it, but he still decided to just obey and trust Jesus.
他可能是那样的想，但是他还是决定顺服耶稣。
And when they throw the nets over,
当他们把渔网撒下去，
the Bible tells us that the nets filled up with so many fish that the nets almost start to break.
圣经告诉我们，网里面有很多的鱼，几乎网要破了。
And there's so much fish, they started to kind of take the fish onto the boat. But there's so much fish, the boat almost started to sink.
他们开始把鱼装到船上，但是鱼太多了，船几乎要沉了。
And Peter realized at that point that what he could not do, even as a professional fisherman, God could do.
在那一个时候，彼得意识到，他这个职业的渔夫不能做的，上帝可以做。
That in fact, God could do much more than Peter or his friends could ever do by themselves.
事实上，他意识到上帝可以做的是比彼得和他的同伴能做的要多得多。
You know, it's funny because, it's funny to think that, you know, Peter had a decision and he could have said, you know what, I'm not going to listen to this Jesus.
很有意思的是，彼得可以这样想，他说，我决定不要听这个耶稣的话。
But because he trusts in Christ, Christ was able to bring about an abundance more than they ever could anticipate.
但是因为他的顺服，他们的收获比他们要想象的多得多。
It reminds me that sometimes, you know, I can't just trust what I see with my own eyes.
很多的时候，我们会觉得，如果我们可以亲眼见到的话，我们就比较容易相信。
I can't just do things according to what I think I am because I'm an expert.
我不可以因为自己是一个专业人士就做我自己想要做的事。
Sometimes we need to walk by faith.
因为有些时候我们需要行在信心里面。
And God answers.
上帝会回应我们。
After this, Jesus told Peter that he would make Peter the fisherman into a fisher of men.
之后耶稣告诉彼得说，要使他这位渔夫成为得人如得鱼的。
And Luke chapter 5 tells us that Peter and his friends pulled their boats onto the shore. They left everything.
路加福音第五章说，彼得和他的同伴把船挪岸之后留下了所有的。
They followed Jesus.
他们跟随了耶稣。
You know, in the days and the weeks and the months that followed, Peter would show himself to be a fisherman with a big heart for God.
在之后跟随耶稣的日子里面，耶稣彼得显示出他对耶稣有很大的胸怀。
Let me give you quick three snapshots of Peter's heart.
让我们看一下三个片段，知道彼得的胸怀。
In Matthew chapter 14, we read about a time when Jesus has sent his disciples ahead by boat to Bethsaida.
在马太福音十四章，讲到耶稣叫门徒先坐船去伯赛大。
See, Jesus needed some time to pray.
耶稣需要一些时间祷告。
So he said, "You guys go ahead by boat, and I'll catch up with you later."
他对门徒说，你们先去先坐船去。
You know, sometimes I think the disciples must have thought, "This Jesus guy is crazy. How is he going to catch up with us? We're in a boat, you know."
也许这些门徒会觉得耶稣这人有点。
But it says later on, Jesus did catch up with them, and he was walking on the water, and he caught up with them on the boat.
他 他们觉得耶稣怎么能追得上他们，但是之后耶稣追上他们，因为他行在水上。
How would you respond if you saw someone walking on the water, you know, in the middle of the night? Okay.
如果你在深夜的时候看见有人走在水上，你会怎么反应呢？
They were terrified. They thought he was a ghost or something.
他们非常的惊慌，以为他是一个鬼怪。
And Jesus says, "Don't worry, it's just me."
耶稣说啊，不要害怕，是我。
And this is where Peter comes in.
这时候彼得出现。
Because Peter says, "Well, Lord, if it's you, if it's really you, then tell me to come out and walk on the water. Come out."
这时彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And Jesus, you can just see him smile and says, "Well, come."
你可以想象耶稣。微笑地说，来吧。
And Peter does what only Jesus has done before. He starts to walk on the water.
彼得做的只有耶稣做过的，就是去走在水上。
He's going out to Jesus, just you know, walking on that water.
他走在水上啊，向耶稣走去。
But then the story tells us he started to see the wind and see the waves, and he took his eyes off Jesus for a moment.
这时候彼得看见开始注意风和浪没有专注在耶稣身上。
And in that moment, he starts to sink into the water.
在那个时刻他就要沉下去。
But he cries out to Jesus, and Jesus takes his hand and pulls him out.
这时候他向耶稣求救，耶稣就伸手把他拉上来。
I love this story.
我非常喜欢这个故事。
Because it tells me, you know, Peter is a guy who's got such a daring heart, a bold heart to follow Jesus, even into the ocean, to walk on water, as long as he's following his Savior.
这个故事告诉我们，彼得有这样一个勇敢的心，他愿意要跟随耶稣，甚至走到水里面去。
Another quick story in Mark chapter 8.We see Jesus having a serious talk with his disciples.
我们另外一个地方在马可福音第八章。
And basically, he asked his disciples, "Tell me, guys, who do people say I am?"
那时耶稣问门徒说，人说我是谁呢？
And they start, you know, they start tossing out different names, this person, this person, and this person.
门徒就说，人说你是约翰是。各种样的名字。
But then he says, "What about you?"
那你们说我是谁？
Who do you say I am?
你们说我是谁？
And Peter once again, good old Peter, answers.
这是可爱的彼得回答说。
He says, "You are the Messiah."
他说你是基督。
You know, you're the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
And Jesus says, "You know, you did not get the answer yourself. The Father gave that to you."
耶稣说不是你自己得了这个答案，是天父告诉你的。
You know, Peter was not afraid to declare what was true and important about Jesus Christ, and you got to love Peter for that.
彼得勇敢的说出了真实，我们必须因此来爱这个彼得。
You know, Peter was willing to declare the truth.
彼得愿意宣告事实。
Let me tell you one more quick snapshot in Matthew chapter 26.
另外一个片段是在马太福音二十六章。
This is right before Jesus is about to be betrayed and go to the cross.
这个事情发生在耶稣要被卖。去定十字架之前。
And Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he predicts that soon all his disciples will fall away from him and abandon him.
他耶稣预告说，不久所有的门徒都会离弃他。
And good old Peter answers again.
我们可爱的彼得又说。
He says, "Even if everyone else falls away, I will never fall away."
彼得说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
But then Jesus tells Peter, "You know, before the rooster crows, you will have disowned me three times."
但是耶稣对彼得说，鸡叫三遍之前，
讥笑之前你要三次不认我。
Peter must have been shocked to hear that.
彼得听见这话肯定很震惊。
But he still replies, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you, Jesus.
但是彼得还是这样说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
Peter has such a devotion to his Lord, say, to his Lord, Jesus.
彼得对他的主耶稣是如此的忠诚。
But you know what? Even though Peter had all these things going for him, even though he's such a big heart, it does not mean he is immune from failure.
大家知道，就算彼得对主耶稣有这样的心怀，但是并不代表他对试探有免疫力。
He's not immune from mistakes or weakness or even running away when it really matters.
他并不是对错误有免疫力，甚至离开了主耶稣。
Because in the story we find out that Jesus very soon is betrayed by Judas and he's taken away by the Jewish authorities.
我们知道很快他就被犹大出卖，被犹太的执政长官带走了。
The Jewish authorities come with all these soldiers and they come and they take hold of Jesus.
犹太的官长带着罗马的兵丁把耶稣带走了。
In that moment, just like Jesus predicted, everyone scatters.
就像耶稣预言的，在那个时候所有的人都逃散了。
All his disciples, all his friends just run away and leave him.
所有他的门徒和朋友都离他而去了。
Even Peter.
甚至彼得。
But when Jesus goes before the high priest, Peter finds a way to sneak into the courtyard so that he can be closer.
但是当耶稣被带到大祭司那里时，彼得悄悄地走进了庭院。
But of course, people noticed him.
当然，人们认出他来。
I mean, he is a fisherman from Galilee, you know.
大家知道他是加利利的渔夫。
As people start asking him questions,
人们开始问他问题。
You know, aren't you with Jesus?
你不是和他一伙的吗？
Aren't you one of his disciples?
你是他的一个门徒吗？
Each time he says, no, 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 I'm not with him.
每次他都说，不是的，我跟他不是一伙的。
This happens once.
发生了一次。
Happens twice.
发生两次。
And finally, a third time.
最后第三次。
They ask him, aren't you with Jesus?
他们问他，你不是和耶稣一伙的吗？
And the third time it says that he denies Christ.He even curses in a burst of anger.
第三次他否认耶稣，甚至带着怒气。
And it says that moment that he hears the rooster crow.
就在那个时候他听见鸡叫了。
One account of the story is found in Luke 22.
在路加福音二十二章。
And it gives the heartbreaking detail.
有写着一个让人心碎的细节。
It says that when Peter heard the rooster crow and he realizes what he's done, he goes outside and he weeps bitterly.
那时，当彼得听见鸡叫的时候，他意识到他自己做了什么，他走到外面去痛苦的哭。
Peter had walked with Jesus for 3 years.
彼得与耶稣同行三年。
He had gotten to know Jesus, closer to Jesus, gotten closer to Jesus than many of us ever will.
他与耶稣的亲近比我们中间的任何人都要多。
He'd heard all his teachings.
他听见他所有的教导。
He'd watched Jesus do miracles, you know, right in front of him.
他看见耶稣在他面前所行的神迹。
I mean, Peter loved Jesus.
彼得爱耶稣。
But here he denies his Savior and his friend three times.
这里他否认他的主，他的朋友三次。
I mean, you read that he goes out and weeps bitterly, and you can hear just the sobs and the grieving in his heart.
在这里，他在那里啊，痛苦的哭泣，你可以听见他心里面的苦楚和伤心。
Have you ever felt like Peter before?
你有没有曾经感觉自己像彼得那样呢？
Have you ever felt like sometimes that you failed God?
有没有觉得有些时候，你在神面前如此的失败？
You know, maybe you're a student.
也许你是学生。
And maybe you felt the temptation to cheat to try to keep your grades up.
也许你会，受到想作弊得好分数的试探。
You know, other students are doing it.
很多人其他的学生都这么做了。
And maybe sometimes you've even given into the temptation.
可能有些时候你甚至向这个试探投降了。
Or maybe you're in a marriage.
也许你的婚姻。
And you know, you go to church with your spouse.
你爱你的配偶。
But you know that sometimes at home, things aren't always so God-honoring.
但是你知道在家里面，不是所有时间都是，荣耀神的。
There's angry words.
有怒气的言语。
There's bitterness.
有苦楚。
Or unforgiveness.
不肯原谅。
Or maybe you just, you know that you love Jesus.
你知道你爱耶稣。
And you know that you could be closer to him. You could be closer to God.
那你知道你可以更亲近神，更亲近耶稣。
In fact, you've been learning about how to draw closer to the Lord. You know what it takes.
事实上你知道你一直在学习如何亲近耶稣，你也知道应该要怎样做。
But for whatever reason, you just can't get started.
就是有那么一些原因，你不能够开始去行。
For all these different scenarios, it's easy to feel like we've let God down.
这些所有的情形都好像告诉我们让神失望了。
And it's at times like that Satan will come rushing in.
就在这时候，撒旦会。迅速地跑来。
Satan, who is the enemy of our souls, will start to breathe lies into your heart.
这时候，我们灵魂的敌人撒旦就会快速地跑来攻击我们。
Just like I believe he put lies into Peter's heart.
就像撒旦曾经把谎言放在彼得的心里。
But he's just not good enough for God.
就好像对他说。对上帝来讲，你不足够好。
He's let God down, and God could never forgive him.
他曾经让神失望，上帝不可能会原谅他。
And this is where we come to John chapter 21.
这就是我们来到约翰福音第二十一章的故事。
At this point.Jesus has been crucified, buried, and resurrected.
这个时候，耶稣已经被钉死、埋葬，并且复活了。
He's appeared to hundreds and hundreds of people.
他向上百的人显现。
And specifically, Jesus has shown up twice to his 11 apostles.
事实上，耶稣曾经向他的十一个门徒显现两次。
John chapter 21 is.This event happens about 2 weeks after the resurrection.
约翰福音二十一章这个故事是在耶稣复活两个星期之后。
Peter knows Jesus is alive.
彼得知道耶稣复活了。
He's seen him twice already, interacted with him twice.
彼得看见耶稣两次。
But there's something that still bothers him deeply.
但是还是有一些事情深深的困扰着他。
He knows that he denied Christ.
他知道他否认了耶稣。
He knows that he disowned him.
他知道他不认他。
that he fell away when Jesus needed him most as a friend.
他离弃了他在耶稣最需要的时候。
And Peter can't forgive or forget what he did.
彼得不能够忘记和原谅他自己所做的。
And so in chapter 21, we read one of the saddest lines in the Bible.
在约翰福音二十一章，我们读到了一个非常悲剧的经文。
Where Peter gets up one morning and he says, "You know what? You know what? I'm just going to go fishing."
彼得有一天早上起来就说，你知道吗？我打鱼去了。
I don't believe that Peter was going fishing because he was hungry.
我不相信彼得去打鱼是因为他饿了。
I don't believe he was going because he wanted to sharpen his fishing skills.
我不认为彼得去打鱼是要熟练他的技术。
I believe he just felt that he had let God down so much, and he just wanted to just go back and do whatever he was doing before he ever met Jesus.
他是觉得我让神如此的失望，我还不如重操旧业吧。
He's probably saying to himself, "You know, I've messed up, and I don't deserve to be here. I'm just going back to my old life."
也许他在想，我实在是，糟糕的一塌糊涂，我还是回到过去的日子吧。
I'm going fishing.
我去打鱼吧。
And some of his friends decided to go with him.
他的一些朋友对他说，我跟你一起去。
But they catch nothing.
但他们什么也没有打到。
In the morning, someone's out on the shore.
早上岸边有人。
And the person yells, "Have you caught anything?"
那个人对他们说，你们打到什么吗？
And they're like, "No."
他们说没有。
But then the guy says, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will find some."
然后那个人对他们说，把网下到船的右边，你们会得到一些。
You know, this fish story is starting to sound familiar.
这个打鱼的故事开始觉得有一些耳熟。
When they do as he says, the nets start to fill up with so much fish. It's incredible.
当他们遵着的话去做的时候，往里面。
And Peter realizes that it is Jesus.
彼得意识到那是主耶稣。
And so good old Peter can't wait anymore.
所以可爱的彼得再也等不及了。
Even though they're about 100 yards from the shore, Peter jumps into the water and starts swimming for Jesus.
虽然他们离岸只有100码，但是彼得等不及了。
And eventually he has, you know, he has breakfast with Jesus.
最后他和耶稣有早餐。
And they have this very important conversation.
然后他们有了这个非常重要的对话。
Jesus asked Peter, "Do you really love me, Peter?"
耶稣问彼得说，你爱我吗？
And Peter answers, yes.
彼得说是的。
Now Peter may have felt uncomfortable with Jesus asking him the question so many times, but it was necessary.
虽然彼得觉得耶稣多次的问他有一点不自在，但是必须是这样的。
You see, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times.
你看彼得否认了耶稣三次。
And here Jesus gives Peter a chance to confess his love for Christ 3 times.
这里耶稣给彼得三次机会，表示他对耶稣的爱。
Peter may have been struggling with whether or not God forgives him, but Jesus wanted him to know and give him the chance to confess his love for God.
彼得可能对自己的
You want you to know that he has forgiven him. Yeah.
彼得有了三次的机会 向耶稣表示他对他的爱。
But you know what? Jesus didn't want Peter just to know that he had forgiven him.
耶稣不是只要彼得知道耶稣原谅了他。
Because after Peter says, "Yes, I really love you."
彼得说了我实在是爱你之后。
Jesus says to him, "Feed my lambs."
耶稣对他说喂养我的小羊。
Take care of my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
And this is so crucial. You hear this.
这是非常重要的。
That even after Peter, who should have known better, failed God.
虽然彼得知道自己使神失望了。
But Jesus was still willing to forgive him and more.
耶稣还是愿意赦免他，并且给他更多。
Jesus wanted Peter to know that he had also confidence in Peter to continue to minister and serve him.
耶稣要让彼得知道耶稣对彼得仍然有信心，要他继续服侍他。
You know, Peter thought he was just going fishing for the night.
彼得以为他只是去打鱼。
But Jesus wanted him to know the forgiveness of God.
但是耶稣要让彼得知道上帝的赦免。
And he wanted him to know that God still had confidence in Peter to be Jesus's one of his apostles here on earth.
耶稣要让彼得知道他仍然对他有信心，让在地上成为一个重要的使徒。
You know, last Sunday was Easter.
上个礼拜是复活节。
Did you all get a chance to celebrate Easter last week?
大家是不是都庆祝了复活节呢？
Yeah, Easter is a great event to celebrate every year.
复活节是每年值得庆祝的节日。
Because basically Easter is about how through death and resurrection that God is a God who can pour out grace and bring restoration into our lives.
复活节是一个节日，告诉我们上帝是把慈爱充满我们生命的上帝。
It talks about the power of God to bring about forgiveness and hope even when we make mistakes.
他要告诉我们上帝带着权柄要把赦免和希望带给我们，甚至在我们犯错的时候。
You know, let me just share you this story quickly.
那我再跟大家讲一个故事。
Several years ago, my brother, he was living in Hawaii.
几年以前，我的兄弟住在夏威夷。
And he was a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
You know, a God was blessing his business.
上帝祝福他的生意。
He was happily married, two kids.
他幸福的有着一个幸福的家庭，有两个孩子。
But then all of a sudden, everything seemed to go wrong.
忽然之间，好像所有的事情都出错了。
He got very sick.
他病得很严重。
He couldn't sleep at night.
他晚上不能睡觉。
He had a ringing in his ears.
他耳鸣。
And he had pain in his body.
他身体疼痛。
And we had no idea what was going on.
我们不知道出了什么事。
You know, later on, we would find out that there was a, you know, there was demonic attacks on him.
我们之后知道有魔鬼的攻击在他身上。
But for a long time, he didn't know.
很长的时间他也不知道。
My brother tells me that during that time, he started to despair.
在那个时候他觉得非常的沮丧。
And he's confessed to me that during that time he even went to the internet and consulted a medium, a witch, to try to find some relief.
在那段时间我的兄弟告诉我他甚至到网上去找那个灵界的算命的让他有一些解脱。
And later on, praise God that God was able to deliver him from Satan's attacks.
之后，赞美主，神把他从魔鬼的攻击中拯救出来。
But he still lived with the shame that, you know, he should have known better, but he turned his back on God and sought a medium.
但是他仍然活在一种罪疚中，因为他知道他应该转向神，而不应该去问算命的。
But as he read John chapter 21, he realized that God still loved him.
当他读约翰福音21章的时候，他知道上帝还是爱他。
That God still forgave him of his sins.
上帝还是赦免他的罪。
That God wanted to restore him and give him a new ministry.
上帝要重建他，给他一个新的侍奉。
You know, today, my brother, you know, he felt led by the Lord. He started a church in Hawaii.
现在我的兄弟在上帝的带领下，在夏威夷建立了教会。
Yeah, he goes on the beach.
他去海滩。
Ministers to over 150 homeless every week.
他每个星期都在那里服侍150个无家可归的人。
And while he's there, he preaches the good news.
当他在那里的时候，他向他们传福音。
He sees people healed.
他看见人们得到医治。
And to these homeless people who have so little hope and have so little sense of confidence, he can preach good news.
对那些无家可归的人，他们几乎没有什么希望，但是他向他们传讲好的讯息。
He tells me that he gets out there and God uses him to preach with power.
他告诉我说，当他在那里的时候，上帝给他有能力去讲道。
Because he knows that as he preaches forgiveness, it's not theoretical.
因为他知道，当他宣讲赦免的时候，那不是一个理论。
He's seen the forgiveness of God, and he's seen how God uses him in mighty ways now.
他看见上帝的赦免，也看见上帝怎样来使用他。
So my encouragement to you,
我对大家的鼓励是,
is that wherever you are with the Lord right now,
不管你今天与上帝的关系如何,
the God is ready to forgive and restore and empower you to serve Him in greater ways.
上帝要赦免你，重建你，并给你大能去服侍他。
If Peter could turn around,
如果彼得可以回转,
so can you.
你们也可以。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you that you are such a gracious God.
天父，你是如此充满恩典的上帝。
So forgiving.
如此的有赦免。
And so loving.
如此有爱。
Lord, may we learn from the fish story of Peter.
上帝，愿我们能够从彼得打鱼的故事学习到。
And may we trust in your promises and goodness more than we think about ourselves.
当我们信靠你的良善，你的应许，超过我们自己的时候。
Speak to our hearts today.
你就对我们的心说话。
Comfort us.
安慰我们。
Challenge us.
挑战我们。
And we will follow you wherever you take us.
不管你带我们去哪里，我们都要跟随。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen.